Are we going to be on 40 or 80? 40 sounds pretty good. I can hear KW5AS on 40. This is WD8AXB, over.
WD8AXB, KE81, I got you on the roster, and we're going to be here on 80 today.
Okay, Max, you took a little fade there. We're going to be on 39, 32 tonight, over.
We are going to be on this frequency, over.
Okay, copy that. WD8AXB.
NAWU. NAWU, this is KACBB. This is Net Control, KEQN. How copy?
Yeah, I got you weak but readable. I'm here. The repeaters are here. I'll be listening out. You can just check me in and out. NAWU.
NAWU, KACBB, got you loud and clear. KEAGON, did you copy by intercept, sir?
Roger, I copy him as in and out, is that correct?
Yep, and he says the repeaters were up. This is KAJBD.
Okay, thank you. This is KAJBD, standing by Michigan Section ARP, CNET.
KB8SWR.
KB8SWR, got you on the roster, Jeff. Anyone else? Michigan Section ARP, CNET, please call.
KB9AR.
Can I get a relay?
Relay. KB9IAR.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo, thank you, great. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, that control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 534, 6.5, and 7.232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF links repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NPS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NPS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Alpha November. My name is Max. I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the PreNAC group, I have the following stations listed. WBH, DQD, KAJBD, NAODU, WBH-AXD, GD8-SWR, GD9-IAR, and NANOR. So those stations need not check in, but other stations for the net, please call them.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Thursday, we have the exercise plan that's continuing. That's Wednesday evening on Zoom, and we'll be working on continuing with usual development and questions for the final report. Thursday afternoon is the State Emergency Management Coordinators meeting. That's on Teams, and then Friday morning, we've got a meeting. We're doing some tentative planning for an Ironman event that's up in Benzie County in the fall of September. I believe it will be. State is not confirmed yet, but we're looking at potentially running an Oxcom exercise alongside that. So more information to come with respect to that. Let's go down to roster here, and we'll start with WDATTZ to be followed by KAJBB. Mike, how are things up in Roger City?
Yeah, KAJBB, and we're up to this here, WDATTZ. Well, we've been under a flood watch for a couple of days. We got 2 days to go. No problem driving here in about around this area. It's a couple of lights and one for the Sheboygan D&R dam and one for the Mile dam. Nothing going on yet, but I think it's a possibility. And I guess we've got a lot more rain out of the way. So we're doing okay right here. We're glad of that. We're just, I guess, going to stand by and stand away at the WDATTZ event today.
All right, Mike, thank you. Appreciate your checking in today. And I hope the flood watch stays good to watch and that becomes a warning for you. Next, let's go to KAG, followed by WD8AXB. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KAGON and Michigan ARPSC Net. This is KAJBD. The name is Jim. I'm the ET for Washtenaw County. Siren test, we were due to have one last week, and we had to cancel that one again for potential severe weather. It's a shame, 2 months in a row, we've had to cancel our siren test, and we had over 20 volunteers each time. That would have put a serious dent in looking at the number of sirens we've got here in the county. So we'll give it a shot again coming up in May and see if we can get a similar number of people out and start getting on, getting down the road for this. Let's see, on Thursday, we had a race meeting here at the Washtenaw County EOC. Very good meeting. Quite a few people showed up. Good turnout. Everybody was real busy for 2 hours talking about the upcoming stuff we've got and some of the new things we're doing here. It took a while before we got together, so we had a lot to cover. Never even got to the dog and pony shows, but we got to the important stuff. Other than that, getting set to start putting out some gunning emails for the May SET and starting to try and figure out what we can do for that one and see what we can get cranked up down here. Once again, we'll have a siren test that time, but it will be sort of a truncated exercise, but that's okay. If we can get people out and get them going even a couple of hours, it's really worthwhile. So with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. Thanks for running the net.
All right, KHABD, KEABON, Michigan Section ARP on CNET. Well, yes, thank you for all you're doing down there. As far as the firing test goes and the exercise, I don't think they'll conflict. My expectation is this we'll be done with the exercise in pretty short order in the morning. We're only we're gonna run the exercise until noon and take messages until noon. But fundamentally, you know, you can get your work done in an hour or two and get out to a siren test as needed. The only thing you might miss would be the hot wash, but that's at 12:30 if we can make it. Let's see, we'll go next to WD8AXB to be followed by KB8SWR. Charlie, how are you doing?
Hey, Max, doing pretty well. This is WD8AXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Heard KW5 Alpha Sierra nice and loud down here from Menominee. Currently dodging the rain right now, but apparently it's all around us to some degree, and we're getting over the static. Kalamazoo County had a RACES meeting on Wednesday night last week, and this coming Saturday, running a ham fest. Yesterday I went to Hudsonville. It's a very small ham fest, but it was nice to see the section manager there. So it looks like he was engaged in a lot of conversation. Despite the ham fest being small, it's nice to have Ralph come over to West Michigan. So we won't hold it, we'll keep it going. Sounds like there's a few District 5 stations on tonight, so that's good. Back to you, Max. Nice to hear you on there tonight. KEADON from WD8AXB.
WD8AXB, KEADON. Well, yeah, thank you for checking in as well. So, yeah, rainy everywhere, I guess. Just seems to be all over the place. We have rain this morning. Nicer this afternoon, and it's warmed up, I guess, even a little bit. Let's see here. That St. Joseph impact, I have heard about it. That one's a little bit out of my reach as far as getting down there and back, but one of these days maybe I'll make it down that way. Let's see here. Next we go to KEADSWR, and it's powered by KE9IAR. Let's see, Jeff, it was good to see you yesterday. Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, you're up for comment? Okay, not hearing Jeff. KB8SWR, now they were doing some dish work up here in Shepherd yesterday, and you saw extending the network, the microwave network, so they'll have further capabilities split up in this region of the state. Next, we go to KB9IAR, followed by N8NOR. KB9IAR, how are you doing there?
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, beautiful day in Battle Creek. Got up to 76 or 77. Still really enjoying that. Just parked on the air yesterday. Gosh, I had won the Aeronautical Mobile. Also with the USS Alabama in Mobile there. Getting to where we don't need the heater in the tent anymore. Maybe next week. No, next week I'll be doing the real day. Well, I have back to net control. KEADON, KEB9IAR.
All right, KEB9IAR, KEADON, Michigan Section ARPS. Well, your signal came up from the check-in, so I was able to copy you this time. And because I hadn't heard you when you were checking in, so Dan's supposed to be shifting around a little, that's good. Always great to hear you on the net, and it's always neat to hear of your photo activity. You're inspiring me. One of these days, I'm going to have to get out to a park and take some gear with me. So maybe we'll deactivate something someday. Let's go next to N8NOR, and then I'm going to take a standby. N8NOR, how are you doing down in Kalamazoo?
Good evening. KEADON and everybody else on the net, this is N8NOR. Your fiscal kitchen reported. Name here is Cat. Things are going well tonight. I'm just glad I was able to get on and I can hear you. Your signal's risen a little bit more above the noise, so I can hear you tonight really well. So I'm happy to report that. Other than that, not much else to report on the amateur radio front, because I did do the same thing as WD8AXB. I attended the last meeting, or Racy's meeting, and I'm hoping within a few months we're going to have some info, a path forward for a new Kalamazoo County EMC, so we can do some things with emergency management. Other than that, I will hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
All right, N8NOR, KEADON. Yeah, your signal has come up as well, and so you're sounding better here. There is a bit of a noise floor today, and I don't know if
the number said that should be the band to be in, but the noise floor is a little bit tougher for us, but as I said, things are shifting around here. So let me take a quick standby. If there's anybody else who'd like to check in to the Michigan Section AFPS CNET, please call now.
I don't know if I've been heard clearly, but I'm checking in again. This is K-E-A-R-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-R-L-
85AS. Mr. Gill, nice job on the Region 5 watch count there.
Okay, thank you, Max. I appreciate that. Radio check, how do you copy me? Over.
I have you light to be able.
Okay, thank you. I have you very light. I'd say you're weak, but readable. Well, thank you, Max. Well, relays did it, and the band was really short, and because it was short, I had to rely on relays to capture stations, but we did quite well on the Region 5 OPSCOM. That's on 60 meters. We had 22 check-ins with all states represented. On 40 meters, we had 23 stations with all states represented. And at Eastern, we had 15 stations check in with all states represented. And on DMR, we had 19 stations checking in with all states represented. So we had a wrap on all the states in FEMA Region 5. And that was a pretty doggone good mess, but like I said, on 60 and 40 relays are what did it. So good mess today. Yeah, let's see here. What's happening in the county? Not much. Pretty quiet. We're keeping the weather eye out. I guess chances are we might get some hefty weather on Tuesday, so we'll keep the weather eye out for that. I hear all stations are weak but readable. Skip up there in Menominee is coming in pretty good, but all the rest of the stations are no better than readable this time. So thanks for running it, Max. It's been a while since I heard you. And let's see, I guess that's about it, only except to maybe to mention public service, station activity reports and PSHR reports are quite important. If you haven't considered filling one out, you might consider doing so, because we put a dollar figure on that, and that protects our frequencies. So that's all I got, Max, from Kent County. Wish everybody a good afternoon. Over.
KAJBD, WDA, USA, 78, DON, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. So if I did the math right, I think you had about 80 check-ins on the FEMA Region 5 box on that. Thanks for a busy hour getting through all of that. That's, you did quite well there. Just as a real plug for that, if folks are not checking into that net yet, there's a couple things you can do. First off, is we've got 60-meter, 40-meter capability, D-Star, DMR. Those are the four bands of modes that we operate on. You're welcome to participate. You don't need all of them. Any of those that you can use you're welcome to join in. So we start the net at 4 o'clock on 60 meters, channel 4. We move to about 7280 kilohertz, or megahertz, 7280 kilohertz, excuse me. At about 4:15, at the bottom of the hour, we go to D-Star reflector 024 Charlie, to excuse me, 024 Alpha, doing it from memory, folks. And the last step we make it at 2:15, we move to DMR and that's off group 21673 on Grandmeister. So if you've got any of those capabilities and you can't make it at the top of the net, just plan to try and get in around those time slots. Sign up at R58N, that's Romeo 5 Alpha November. Send me an email. I'll get you the right contact information. But at any rate, look for the R58N group on groups.io, and if you subscribe to that, you can join in and get the announcement for. All right, let's go down the roster. We go to KW5AS, followed by AD8MP. Mr. Schiff, how are things up in Menominee?
This is KW5AS. I'm surrounding Menominee, which is a little going north, about 40 miles northeast of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we had our local club meeting on Thursday, and from there we're talking about the setting up for the SEC, and they're looking at using Vera, Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, as possibly a means of communication. And they were looking into it. I'd never heard of it and had to look it up. Actually, I've been trying to see if I can reach anyone on VHF packets. There is a station listed, but let's see, KD9DQI is listed as having a zone 30 miles from me, but I haven't been able to find it or reach it. I'd like to see if I can get a hold of that. And also, I do have collecting guns. A basketball Ford Dragon from my old Mustang that I hooked up, used for a little while, about maybe a decade ago, and just there's only a new one up here, so I kind of learned quite a lot. So those are some things I probably should look into. But yeah, the people up here, they're kind of working on trying to work with the FCC, but the thing is they, you know, they're doing their best, but this is rural, and a lot of us just don't have a lot of experience in that. So, like I said, they're looking to try Vera. I'd like to see if I can get a contact on VHF Battleship, and if not, maybe John actually dust off that full load of the back up. But we'll just have to see what it is. We'll it just takes time and have to look into it. So, Ben, I'll head back to you for the 75.
All right,
ELN, Michigan Section ARPSC net. Unfortunately, your station took a little bit of a fade on here, so I didn't get all of the passing from you. Hope all is well up there, and look forward to having you check in again next week. All right, we will next go to AD8MD to be followed by AD8AY. AD8MD, you're up to comment, sir.
All right, good evening to everybody on the net. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa. Not much happening here in Macomb County. I did participate in the siren test last week, and it went well. Also been working on a training class for building a T2LT 2-meter 77-centimeter antenna, and that's going well. Other than that, pretty quiet. Alpha Delta 8 back. Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa back to net control. Over.
Over. Michigan Section ARPSC. I think our band is starting to go away on us here, and so again, unfortunately, you took a bait on at this location at least. KAJBD, KEADOM.
Okay, KAJBD.
Yeah, can you put a call out to KB8AY? Because I don't think I heard him very well when he checked in. He's up for comment. And that'll take us to the bottom of the round here.
Okay, I also want to mention that Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Romeo Foxtrot has been trying to get in. So I think you have him on the list, but it's Kilo Echo 8 Romeo Romeo Foxtrot for the correction. And KDAY, this is KAJBD. You're up to comment, sir.
That is KDAY.
And KHJBD. This is KD8AY, Washtenaw County. My only comment is to let everyone know that I have my Windlink RMS station, so that if we have entered, you can use it to use that new RMS post office feature, and the RMS then acts like a micro CMS, to store messages and make them available for retrieval. So that's the latest for me. KB8 away.
KAJN, KJBD, he has finished.
Okay, Roger that, thank you. And then would you put out a call to KB8RRF? Thank you.
Okay, GBD, will do. Kilo, Echo 8, Romeo, Romeo, Foxtrot. You're up for comments, sir.
Yeah, I hope you can read me. This is KE8RRL. Nice weather today. The only real comments I have is that in addition to the ham fest down in St. Joe County next weekend, there's also, I believe, WeatherNet spotter training at the Kalamazoo Red Cross Center. That's all I have for today. This is KEARRF. Over. Back to Ned.
KEAGON, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot has concluded his comments. So back to you. This is KAJBD.
All right, Roger that. Thank you for the assist. This is KEAGON for the Michigan Section ARPS team. That we are at the bottom of the roster. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in before we close?
Any reason?
Hearing none, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. We have 13 check-ins today with a runtime of 28 minutes. I will thank you all for checking in. I hope you have a good week ahead. Stay dry, stay out of the water, and stay safe. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, will be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, out. Thank you.